Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And today, we're doing something a little different, as we like to do every now and again. And we're going to take a break to celebrate what we just accomplished, essentially. Celebrate us, Annie. If you haven't heard, which I can't imagine you haven't, since if you're following us and you listen to us at all, you may have heard it every day. If you've listened to our podcast, you know, Annie says it every day on our podcast, but we have a book and it is now available. It is released today. We've got some fun messages from people congratulating us, telling us happy book birthday. So yeah. Like, aw, that's cute. Yeah. So we're going to give ourselves flowers, Annie. We're going to mark today because it is released. As of today, we did a whole whirlwind of interviews on radio, which was a whole experience in itself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought that we should take a moment, reflect on this book, give each other the flowers. So yeah, Annie, I'm asking you to compliment me. I'm going to compliment you. This is a setup, essentially, to make myself feel better, us feel better. but yeah, today we did a radio tour. So maybe if any of you are radio listeners, you're located in some of the areas that we released some of those interviews with. I think Seattle was one. One said New York City, but he said he's from Connecticut, so I don't know how that works.
It said New York Metro.
Yeah.
So I don't know either.
We had a person from Chicago and then some other places. And not surprisingly, they were mainly all men. There were two women involved, and only one of those women had her own show, Amanda from Seattle, who was, they were all delights. But I felt like that was very telling. And Annie, actually, you predicted the type of questions we would get. I think about a good 70% of the times we did talk about the book. I will say that. The other 30%, too specifically, we got questions specifically on feminism, and it was so elementary level. As we like, we sat there and I was like, oh, okay, like we're teaching them feminism. Of course, we got a lot of, you know, we love our mothers, we love our wives, which again, telling in itself and trying to explain why feminism is intersectional and why it's needed for everyone, including men. That was very interesting as well. but I will say, Annie, you did an amazing job. You did so good.
Thank you.
You did not stumble on words. I barely heard you say, I definitely stumbled on several of my words. And you were just so professional and eloquent. I was like, wow, she was nervous for nothing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But you were so good, too. I think we kept saying, which I love that we kept saying during these interviews, was, you know, we balance each other out. We are a good team. And so I felt like there were several moments where you stepped in when I was floundering, or there was silence on your side. And I was like, okay, I'll go.
Part of that was because I didn't want to talk over you because I know you can't
struggle.
Interrupt me.
Yeah.
So I'm very bad about interrupting sometimes. So I'm like, okay, I got to let her make sure she has her piece first. Mm-hmm. And then also part of it was because I couldn't understand. Like, you were nervous about, because all of our interviews, y'all, were all based on phone, essentially. We were on Zoom, but a lot of it was coming through phone, and we weren't necessarily seeing everyone. Mm-hmm. So I know we've talked about, Annie, your hearing is pretty bad in one ear, but I was struggling in understanding some of it, too. So I was, like, trying to let the questions sink in before answering it. And I was like, oh, I don't even know if I heard the question right.
That actually makes me feel really good.
You did so good.
Because I think, you know, it's sort of a joke, but that whole idea of, you know, when you have to adapt to something, like, maybe it's kind of a superpower. And mine is like, I've got to piece together this long story and make it into something and then have an answer and response.
Well, you did a fantastic job. We will talk about those interviews a little for the happy hour because I have some thoughts that I really want to get off my chest because I'm not going to lie. There's a couple of moments where I got angry. For today, we want to talk about the fact that we were so excited. We were very overwhelmed. I know we've had listeners and y'all fam sending us like, we're so excited for you. Sorry that this is so stressful that you can't be as excited. But the truth of the matter is like, yes, we're coming into it. I am proud of what we have done. I'm anxious. I'm an anxious, pessimistic person. So I'm waiting for backlash, which I think will be inevitable with this type of book. We talked about the fact that my family and I, they would not be glad to get this book. I will not give them a copy. They will not hear from me that I have written a book like this. But in general, I'm very proud of the work that we put into this, that it is published. Shout out to Auburn Oil Company Bookstore. Apparently, they already got our book ready to go for new releases. Love that. I mean, I was like, oh, there it is. That's our book with other books. What?
No.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
I've had a lot of friends contact me today and they've been like, so how are you? What is it? You've been so stressed. Are you relieved? And honestly, it is talking about it with you. I think that it is very like, I'm proud of it. I am excited for people to read it or listen to it. But because our jobs are so demanding, I actually almost forgot yesterday until a friend texted me and was like, hey, I can't wait to get your book. I was like, oh.
Yeah, the panic that sits in after the fact. Uh-huh. Yeah, it really, we do have a very stressful job. We've been waiting for this. I'm not sure the radio tour that we just did, it seems like that might be our only promotional bit, which I don't want to do more, but I think more should be done. Right. Let's be very, very clear. And it's kind of odd that we are told to do something and it feels like we don't have the support even from our heads up. And I'm sure I doubt they listen to our show, but if they do, they get mad. But I mean, it's true. It feels like it's very little support from our actual parent company compared to the publishers. Have been a lot more excited, it seems, maybe because it's their job only, as opposed to like our company has hundreds of podcasts that's constantly happening. So they have a lot more people to pay attention to and not our little book. And I'm saying that as if they're. That's what I think they think, maybe. So that's odd. But nonetheless, I think we did an amazing job. I hope we get Janie on our show, who was our third in this book, really editing out and helped us hash out what looks good as a book, what's realistic as a book, and then also what to expect from our publishers, who we haven't talked to in a long time, and I miss her.
Yeah. She was amazing. She was somebody who... I felt like she was way too cool for us, but never made me personally feel that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She
was so open
she was
and
like,
nice.
I don't know if you want this, but this is what we think. And then just being like, oh, y'all know more than me. And I'm like, that's not true. We don't. No. Please help us. And so oftentimes, but yeah, she was fantastic. And of course, like we also were like, oh, she just has to do this for her work. But in our minds, we're like, we really want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
How do I become friends with you? and then also talking about Helen Chui, who has done the illustrations. And y'all need to go check out her work. I don't know if we've talked about her site. I think it's helenchuiart.com. So it's Helen, Choi, art.com. And you get to see all of her works. She has it all over Atlanta. When I lived in my old apartment, she had artwork. But I was like, oh, I know her. I was very excited. Then I was like, I have a connection who, again, is a friend of one of our designers on the team, Pam, who's also phenomenal.
Yes.
But yeah, if you get a chance, you should go look at her art. She has a website. She has, I think, pieces that people buy as well. I need some pieces. Yes, you can commission a work from her. Again, she did a phenomenal job. Our book really came to life because that was one of our exciting ideas, is to have a graphic novel portion, because that's so us. And we wanted that as our part of our personality type here.
Yeah, and that was definitely one of the highlights, was working with her, especially I remember when we did the first chapter, it was the Battle of the Sexes chapter, and I was just like, here's my thought process, Spider-Verse meets Dennis, and I was just like describing all of these things, and she did it, like she just, that is a skill set I do not have.
Right.
She took that and made it into amazing art that communicated what we need to communicate in the two pages we were allotted to communicate.
Yeah. She worked within the boundaries. And then when like things came through that wasn't supposed to happen, she still made it happen. We were like, damn, she's the best. So having both of them being a part of this. And then, of course, we have to talk about the fact that Christina's been like handling all our ads, social media stuff. She has been like doing everything, because she was not a part of this at the beginning. And they were like, hey,
we need 30 ads now.
You need you to now do this. We're so sorry. And of course, Christina, you are amazing and an amazing part of this team and really killing it as per usual. Joey, who's handled stuff on TikTok for us, which we are still not doing a lot on. One day, maybe we'll be cool like that. But they have done an amazing job in making us look not so silly.
Well, that's up for debate, but for given debate. The material, yes.
Of course, there's a lot of things that we don't know, the future of like the projects. There may be more to this that we're not quite ready for, but hopefully it won't be as daunting as what it's been. But hopefully, like, the biggest thing about this, I think, is knowing that our names are on a book that we can be proud of, that hopefully is only a stepping stone for other people to build mm-hmm. up on. We want to be a part of this new intersectional feminism where we are not just allies and advocates, but we are here on the front line with everyone else having this conversation and making sure that this conversation doesn't die and that we are very clear that we understand as feminists, we are not necessarily experts. We are not necessarily the end-all, be-all teachers of this, but we are also the students. And a part of feminism and it's part of the intersectional feminism is that we are learning and growing with everyone, but also being voices for others.
Yes. And I think that our radio tour today, which we will talk about, and had many like positive, I don't want to sound all negative, but it actually did make me feel like, okay, I'm in my bubble where most people agree with me or know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And this is, we have a lot more work to do. If the, right. like, if this is the conversation, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like there was just some times where I was like, okay, this is really important that we're still talking about this yeah. then. So I think that not being too afraid to have those conversations and not shutting people out from those conversations is really important because a lot of our book won't necessarily be new in terms of information, but I think our voices are distinct and I think we're coming at it from a very distinct way. And I think that does matter. And we've already heard about, you know, it being in libraries and that idea to me is just so overwhelming and exciting yeah. That kids will read it.
Yeah, that was a question.
I know, we did get that question. I was like, oh, I don't know. basically, I said, I think
you did a good job.
Parents should read it first. But I think it's, yeah, I think kids should read it, honestly.
Eventually, yes.
Of a certain age, yeah.
Parts of it, for sure.
Yes, yes. But yeah, also just, I want to really emphasize, we've said it before, but this book, this show would not be here without you listeners. So flowers to you. Mm-hmm. I honestly have, you have really changed the trajectory of the show in a positive way. And you've made me, at least, I'm sure you do, Samantha, think about like different ways to think about things and brought things on my radar that I didn't have. And so I love that too, that it feels a very, it's like, I keep calling it a love letter to our audience who's been there, who is supportive, but also, yes, kind of opening it up to other people who might not listen to podcasts and give another avenue for more people to be intersectional feminists.
What?
Yes.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
When we talk about feminists around the world, coming back to it, we talk about a lot of people who seem more abstract because they're far distant or we don't know them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when people like our listeners have the conversation, open up this conversation, are willing to have this conversation and or have a call in when it's necessary, I think that's an amazing thing. And that's part of the breaking down of the white supremacy that we talk about, the sexism that we talk about, the misogyny that we talk about, and bringing in so much growth as a community. And that's the thing, is like with movements like this, there's always room to grow. Mm-hmm. And with that, when we have people and have others who advocate as they do and truly work, put in the work, it's a movement. And I think that's why it is exciting to see our book. And I think, yeah, I would claim it as we are trying to make a statement in a movement. That's a part of the book. Like, did we have a choice at the beginning? No. But did we take that non-choice and make it our statement? Yes.
Yes. And the book, I always kind of joke, like there's two, because you kind of, we were panicking about this radio tour, to be mm-hmm. honest. And we had a pre-meeting about it. And you were like, you answer why it happened. Because essentially what happened was our boss was like, let's do this. I'll be frank with all of you. But we did take that, let's do this, and we made something that I'm glad that we made. Mm-hmm. And I also hope that this might just be another way someone finds what we're all about. I just hope that somebody, no matter where they are in life, no matter their experience, finds it. And that opens a door, or either is just kind of a comforting in a way, like, yes, I feel that way too.
Right.
Yes. Right. I resonate with that.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we are the feminists around the world that's celebrating today. If you get a chance to get this book, great. We hope you enjoy it. Please let us know what you think. Don't be mean to us. we don't have the mental capacity to handle that right now. No. Give us at least a year before you get real mean.
Oh gosh. Well, and that's another thing, is we kept talking about one final note, but we kept talking about, that's one of the questions we keep getting, is what's the difference between doing that and your podcast? And one of the big things for me is, like, in a podcast you can issue a correction or many variety of things to do as the conversation shifts. In a book, you can't do that. So it does open with a lot of disclaimers,
right?
But I think they're necessary. Don't let it turn you away. They're right. All like, hey, we're writing this at this point in time.
Right. Life changed real quick. It
did. And the conversation evolves, and that's good. Yeah. In a lot of ways.
Yes.
Yeah. So, flowers to you, Samantha. I couldn't ask for a better partner and friend to have done this with. I'm like, we're still friends. We wrote a book together.
I know. We did it pretty cohesively, too. Like, with no like passive-aggressive, snarky remarks to each other. We were just like, all right, you can do this. We got this.
Yes. Yes, which I do in part credit. Not that I think our friendship would have fallen apart, but Janie, once again.
Yes, she really kept it in line. Yes, I think the amount of confusion would have had us both frustrated.
Yes. Also, we're not in the publishing world.
Yeah,
we would have been...
Oof. Publishing world is crazy. And yeah, we got to give flowers to all the authors and those who are genuinely doing, creating things like this, because it's a thing. It's a whole thing.
It sure is. It sure is. But yeah, flowers to our whole team. Flowers to you. Everyone who made this happen. We really appreciate it. And yeah, it's available now. Woo-hoo-hoo! Audiobook and the physical book. So check it out. You can contact us at our email, which is stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffOneNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store where you can get merchandise. And yes, we do have a book. You can get it at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.